Once again, let's get back to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com. We want to remind you to check out our website at Milo'sInternetMarketing.com, Milo'sInternetMarketing.com. Generating leads is a very important aspect of your business, any business. Got a product to sell? You need to find buyers. Got a service to render? You need to find clients. And the goal is to get leads using the most cost and time-effective method. I've test run a new software out there called Instant Lead Magnet. Instant Lead Magnet. Now, you can find a link to this on my website. It's under Milo's Monthly Special. To put in simple terms, you can now attract targeted leads like a magnet with this powerful, easy-to-use software, all within just a few clicks of the mouse. This software lets you retrieve tons of targeted leads from the four now, they keep updating it, the four most popular online classified ad sites in almost any niche that you could think of within a couple of seconds. You can find ready-made prospects who are interested in your products or your services, and then you can rake in the sales. You collect email addresses of the leads generated, and then you can email them directly using the built-in email feature and watch your profits soar in real time. Now for the kicker. There's a similar software out there in the market that sells for about $1,000 plus an annual license. The good news is that now you can get your lifetime license to this Internet Lead Magnet for just a tiny fraction of that price. Go to milosinternetmarketing.com, click on the blue button on the right that says Special of the Month, and you'll be surprised. Now, what it looks into is Craigslist, Backpage, Gumtree. Those are three of the major classified ad sites that are out there. And what you'll do is say you repair furnaces, and you'll type in furnace repair. And then you'll go to, do you want the ads in the last 1 day, 7 days, 14 days, 31 days, whatever it happens to be. And then you decide whether you want the whole world, you want just the United States, you want Europe, you want Australia, or let's say you just want the Chicago area. So you go to Illinois, click on Chicago, Chicago area, Chicago City proper, and it fine-tunes all this information. And then you click the Go button, and what it does, it will scan all of Craigslist, it'll scan all of Backpage, it'll scan all of the Gumtree, each one independently, but it'll scan, you could do it the three times, and what it'll do is bring up then a list of everyone who wants to have somebody wants to have their furnace repaired. If they live in Chicago, it'll just list the ones that are in Chicago. Then it gives their name, what their request is, their email address, their phone number, whatever is in that ad, it kind of puts it in an Excel-type form. And then you go through and look, and maybe anything you want to cross out, you don't want to mail to that one, you don't want to mail that one, whatever. If you get 75 people that are looking for what you're selling or what service you have, then by just a click at the bottom of the software, it allows you to write an email. You write an email back to them. And then you click a button, send, and it sends all 75 at one time. What you normally do with Craigslist is go, you find somebody, they might be a prospect. You send them an email, you go find somebody else, send them an email. This saves you hours of time because it scans the whole list for the last 30 days or the last 14 days and gives you all their email addresses. Now, important to realize, this is not scamming. The question of spamming come up. What spam is if you send email that's not requested. They're requesting a service, so they sent their email. They want information back. They want emails back, so you're not spamming in any way. The other thing you want to be careful of is the content of your email. That can be construed a little bit as spamming if you just throw an advertisement in. If you just have a brochure that you sent back to them, if you just have one big sales page, then that's not what it's about. What you do is you type up an email that says, I saw your posting on Craigslist for furnace repair. I've been in the business for 25 years. I repair this. I've got references and all that. Then you email them back. And all 75 people will be emailed immediately, and you saved yourself hours of work emailing each one. So you've given information about yourself. You've told a little about yourself. You sold yourself a little bit, but you just didn't sell them an advertisement. You actually gave them a line of information that they wanted. I saw your ad, and you wanted, or you could put down, I saw your ad on Craigslist, because, again, it brings up each one separately. I saw your ad on Backpage. I saw your ad in Gumtree. Then you email out. So it really helps speed up the process of notifying people that you have that ability. Now, if you're selling something on the Internet, selling horse training, you go to Craigslist, any of these, and type in horse training, horses, any of those kinds of things. Horse training make a broad issue because you're going to reach somebody. Then you find all those people that have questions about horses. You can kind of look through, and maybe some don't really pertain to what you're talking about, but most of them will. And so you send them information. I saw your listing on Craigslist, and I've done this, this, and this, and this. This is this. Here's my email. If you want more information, contact me. So what this software really does is speed up the time and allows you to reach all kinds of people free, except for the cost of the software. You can do it over and over and over and over and over again. I suggest every 7 days, because every 7 days you get a new list of classified ads. And then every week send out another list of emails. It just saves time. Before, you had to spend hours going through it to find, first of all, to find the things. Then once you found them, to email each one. This does it all in one click of the button. The same email to all people with your email address and your website address. And it just makes a big difference of time and money for you. And you can find that software very easily. It's called Instant Lead Magnet, and it's on milosinternetmarketing.com. Look for the blue button, Milo's Monthly Special. That's a special of the month, a good low price, less than $100, way less than $100. And as I said, the other package that's been out there for several years is almost $1,000, and they have a yearly license fee. This will be lifetime updates. What they'll constantly do is probably refining it a bit, then adding, as more classified ads begin to be built up, website, classified ad websites, then it'll bring up those. Now, I know they're also working on one for eBay, but it's not out yet, but they're working on that. So there's a lot of other things on milosinternetmarketing.com you can look at. There's some free things. There's stuff for newbies. If you're just starting out, there's a lot of things on there. So take a trip around there and take a quick look. I'd like to take a little time talking about mailing tactics, about when you email something, the emails that you send out must be highly informative. Again, I'm talking about for a business. You just don't want to send anything out, just little tidbit stuff, some soft talk and that kind of stuff. We want to make it informative, because people tend not to read emails, especially when they look through and they don't recognize that person. They just click them off. But if they do click on yours, that's when you want to be able to grab them. Now, again, we've said before, you don't necessarily want a Gmail or some free email site. Nothing wrong with that. That's good for your personal use. But for a business, you really want your website address at the end or something like that that'll give it right away a little credibility when people look at it. Oh, this looks interesting. I might check it out. But make sure that the information is informative. If the information that you send has valuable information, then the customers will get an impetus to stay on your list. That's important, because you need to put, to make it legal, you need to put that list that I can unsubscribe to my list by clicking that button on the bottom. Not only that, the customers will want to be contacted by you and wait for your next email. Oh, I learned something good that time. I want to learn something good another time. So they want your email to come. Make your email simple and user-friendly. Try to write in a conversational manner, because it's important that your email addresses the customers directly. Try to stick to small paragraphs. Customers lose focus if they have to read word after word after word after word. Keep each point in a different paragraph, and then a line space between each paragraph. It breaks it up for the reader. You've got to remember, you want to get the reader's attention. The content is second in a way, because if you don't get them to want to look at it, it doesn't do any good. So you've got to be appealing. It has to be shorter paragraphs, and don't run all the way across the page with it. Make it about 40 characters in length, and then hit return and go to the next length. A long email just throws people. Keep your customers updated. All those who have subscribed to your list are definitely interested in what you have to sell. Otherwise, they would have unsubscribed a long time ago. Then keep them updated about new products, news about your company, just things that are coming up, or something in the newspaper that is in the realm of what your product is. It makes them appreciate that, oh, another mail from Milo, and he's given me some good information, so I want to check it out. Then they'll tend to open up more mail, and when you send something that you want to sell something, they're going to be more apt to open it because, oh, that's from Milo again. You've got to give me some more good information. The first thing to remember is that your customers are not fools. They understand when you lie to them or to kind of play a game with them. There's no point making false promise to them. So long as you tell the truth, chances are that you will be able to bond with the customers and make a sale when the time comes. You build up to the sale. You don't just grab them by the throat and go with it. Experiment. If you want to rise above the rest, it's important that you try different things. You should try to use different means of communication, such as audio occasionally, video, anything that can help to attract customers. Now, usually through a mass mailing, it's impossible to send audio and video. What you do is you give them a link that goes back to a short audio. Now, there's a lot of, or video. There's a lot of audio and video that's on the web. If you look at it, it's for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes. I really don't know why they do that, because YouTube is what the average, I think they only allow 5-10 minutes. That's even too long. If you're trying to sell them something, the best thing to do is in about 2-3 minutes. They're going to, you know, the first thing most people do when the video starts, they look at the bottom and see how long it's going to be. 14 minutes. You know, I got to go to the bathroom. I have to answer the phone. I'm going to have to do this. Going to have to do that. But if it looks like 3 minutes, well, I can handle that and give it a tease and then have a link to something that you want. But really, audio and video are something that's very important. And really, video is hitting customers real strong right now. It's kind of the important thing, but the length of the video is important. Short and sweet. Work on your current customers to find new customers. In other words, you want to really build up your customers, and they're going to be your best customers to selling others, to telling about others. You know, on your website, you're going to have a link that email to a friend. All those things are little tiny things, but it's important. It will make a difference in the long run because those are the people. It's like I said, the TV repairman, that's good. Word of mouth is going to spread. He doesn't have to do, or she doesn't have to do much advertising. Word of mouth will do it. Make the best use of your sales database. Keep that database that you have up to date, what you sell. You have a database for purchases, for sales. You have a database for inquiries. Those are two different types of people. The inquiry people are people you're still trying to reach, you're still trying to become friends with, you're still trying to build trust with. The customers who have purchased something, you already built that trust. They already know that here's somebody I like because I purchased from them. So you send different types of emails to both clients. You don't send the same one to both because it just doesn't work out. There's a different level of acceptance in your list that you have. An e-newsletter subscription is very important, and we talked about this before. Have a subscription on your website or somewhere that you can get a newsletter from you. The newsletter doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to even be a newsletter format. It can be an email format, but just give them information. It's a good way to get your name in front of people. If they requested a newsletter, in your notice box, say this is a newsletter, people are more apt to read a newsletter than than some other letter coming as an advertisement. Try to figure out your target sale group. If you're selling to a specific target group, then you can have a list drawn out of people only who fall in that category. If you're selling a broad range of things, you might, as I said, you have the database customers and the request customers. Then within a database, you might have very specific targeted type people, people that want how to train horses, people that want how to feed horses, want saddles. And so you kind of narrow your things down, and each customer gets a different type of email. Email is your lifeline to your customers. Email is the best way to make sales. You should also send press releases to local newspapers. local newspapers are always looking for things. Now with everybody cutting back, they even are happier to have people come to them with information and things that they want, and they'll put a little story in their newspaper about you. So that's another option that you have. Be careful about purchasing a mailing list. Really, you want to question purchasing. Now, if you look at Milo's special of the week on milosinternetmarketing.com, we have milosEblast.com. That's a service that will do large emails to you. It could be 100,000, 500,000, a million, whatever. They'll do that for you. But all these are legal opt-in email addresses, so it's not spamming. But, again, be careful in purchasing addresses, because some people just take all the addresses they have, sell them to you. They're not opt-in requests, and that's spam. You're going to get yourself in trouble. There's laws against spamming, so you want to be careful of that. In your mail, use bullets. Bullets, bullets, bullets. Highlight your points by using, and the bullets, a good bullet to use is a big red X or a check mark. Both of those seem to have more effect than just a little round dot or the ABCD. Bright color red seems to attract people, so you want those bullets. And what bullets does is allow people to read a paragraph. Instead of reading the paragraph in 2 minutes, they can read the bullets in 40 seconds. They're much happier. You put out all your highlights, put them in bullets, and that's very important. Make sure that your content is crisp. Make sure that what you have in there is important, informative, and written in a conversational tone. Don't just try to get very sophisticated. Be sure to use spell check, but more than using spell check, because it'll spell, if you put T-H-E-R-E instead of T-H-E-R-I, it's not going to say that it's misspelled, so you've got a problem. Spell check your things. And the best way to spell check, if you're going to do it yourself, is to read the paragraph backwards. By reading it backwards, starting from the last word reading up, you're going to spot misspellings, because when you read from the beginning to the end, you're assuming certain words are there, so they may be misspelled. You just gloss over them. But when you're reading backwards, it makes no sense to what you're reading, and all of a sudden misspellings will pop out at you. And then the last thing, test your emails. Like we said, test your ads, test your email. Do one email with bullets, one without bullets. Do one with bigger pairs, one with smaller paragraphs. Try different things, and whichever one gets you the best response, again, keep track. Data, 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 data. We keep telling you that. That's where you want to have that's where you'll get the success that you want, by testing things and knowing what works and what doesn't work. And we're not going to work for a couple of minutes, because we're going to take a break. And stay tuned for more on Milo's Internet Marketing Radio program on TalkZone.com.